Hello, welcome to this podcast. These are the daily audio devotions from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, as they are prepared by Pastor Adam Moline. You can check out our church website, goodshepherdlincoln.org, if you want to get more of these particular devotions. They're also available in video format on our YouTube page. Let's get into today's devotion.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Hello and welcome to our daily devotion from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm Pastor Adam Moline. Today we're going to continue our look at the life of King David. We're going to do so by reading 2 Samuel chapter 10. And in one sense, this is kind of the end of David's military career. The reason that's the case, you'll see more clearly next week. But this is kind of the last bits of conquering and subduing the surrounding people to the kingdom of Israel. It is going to be at its largest in terms of its own land area, as well as the size of the surrounding nations, which are in submission to the people of Israel. 2 Samuel chapter 10. After this, the king of the Ammonites died, and Hanun his son reigned in his place. And David said, I will deal loyally with Hanun, the son of Nahash, as his father dealt loyally with me. So David sent by his servants to console him concerning his father. And David's servants came into the land of the Ammonites. But the princes of the Ammonites said to Hanun, their lord, Do you think because David has sent comforters to you that he is honoring your father? Has not David sent his servants to you to search the city and to spy it out and to overthrow it? So Hanun took David's servants and shaved off half the beard of each of them and cut off their garments in the middle at their hips and sent them away. When it was told David, he sent to meet them, for the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Remain at Jericho until your beards have grown, and then return. When the Ammonites saw that they had become a stench to David, the Ammonites sent and hired the Syrians of Beth-Rahab and the Syrians of Zobah, 20,000 foot soldiers, and the king of Maacah with 1,000 men, and the men of Tob, 12,000 men. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the host of the mighty men. And the Ammonites came out and drew up in battle array at the entrance of the gate. And the Syrians of Zobah and of Rehob and the men of Tob and Maacah were by themselves in the open country. When Joab saw that the battle was set against him, both in front and in the rear, he chose some of the best men of Israel and arrayed them against the Syrians. The rest of his men he put in charge of Ashabi, his brother, and he arrayed them against the Ammonites. And he said, If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will come and help you. Be of good courage, and let us be courageous for our people and for the cities of our God, and may the Lord do what seems good to him. So Joab and the people who were with him drew near to battle against the Syrians, and they fled before him. And when the Ammonites saw that the Syrians fled, they likewise fled before Abishai and entered the city. Then Joab returned from fighting against the Ammonites and came to Jerusalem. But when the Syrians saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they gathered themselves together. And Hadad-Ezer sent and brought out the Syrians who were beyond the Euphrates. They came to Halam with Shobak, the commander of the army of Hadad-Ezer, at their head. And when it was told David, he gathered all Israel together and crossed the Jordan and came to Helam. The Syrians arrayed themselves against David and fought with him. And the Syrians fled before Israel, and David killed of the Syrians the men of 700 chariots and 40,000 horsemen, and wounded Shobach, the commander of their army, so that he died there. And when all the kings who were servants of Hadad-Ezer saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they made peace with Israel and became subject to them. So the Syrians were afraid to save Ammonites any longer. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This particular text talks about the high watermark of the kingdom of Israel. There had been already at this point thousands of years of history, kingdoms raising and falling in this area of the world. There had been, not long before this, the Bronze Age collapse, in which all of those kingdoms fell apart, and at the same time, which the kingdom of Israel invaded this land, having left Egypt and made it their own. Little by little, year after year, there had been countless battles as the land was enlarged and as it was subdued under the nation of Israel. And this is the high water point. Across the Jordan River to the east of Israel was the land of the Ammonites. And they become subdued. They become subject to David and the kingdom of Israel. To the north, even all the way to the river Euphrates, the Syrians, the once mighty kingdom, they also are subdued and they are under the subjection of the kingdom of Israel. How does this all begin? Well, it begins with great shame. David sends messengers to the Ammonites at the death of their king, messengers to offer condolences and to console the son who is now king in the place of his deceased father. But these messengers don't get an opportunity to console. Instead, they are given great shame. They are mistreated and mocked. Half of their beard is cut off, and half of their clothes are cut off. From the waist down, they are sent home naked, and half their face being beardless, they also are ashamed of their appearance. Dear friends in Christ, the world has been subdued under Jesus. All nations ultimately are under his authority. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. You live under his authority, even if you do not realize it. And how is this brought about? By great shame. Christ's beard was not half shaved off, but the scriptures do tell us that it was pulled out in chunks by soldiers who mocked him. Perhaps even it was broken open by being beaten in the face, a crown of thorns pushed into his head. The shame did not end there. Christ was led out the gates of the city, and there he was stripped naked, hung on a cross naked for the world to see. It is such a shameful thing that even as we depict it in the art of church, we still cover Christ. But he was not covered in real life. His shame was complete. And in that action of his death on that cross, he won the subjection of the entire world. It now belongs to him. He is your King and your Lord. He has, in His authority, forgiven you all of your sins. He has, in His authority, placed His name upon you in the waters of holy baptism. He has, in His authority, made you a citizen of His eternal kingdom. And His shame has now turned to joy and to peace and to happiness and comfort. For He is now risen from the dead. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.